It's time again this week that we catch up with our Nebraska Extension agricultural climatologist, Al Dutcher. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network. And Al, the temps warmed up quite a bit this past week. Producers had some very productive days. As we head into this weekend and next week, is that going to be the case, or do we see more rain on the way?
Well, Shaylee, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to be seeing an extended period of rainfall for much of the western and central corn belt. How much of that will progress to the east and already saturated eastern corn belt will remain to be seen. But overall, we have a fairly impressive trough across the western United States that's going to kick out energy into the central plains on several days over this next 4 or 5 day period. And unfortunately, the first lead wave comes out today. We have a stationary frontal boundary system set up across the state. Basically, we have a lows that are situated on that frontal boundary, and the main kicker low comes out of the upper air low that's over the southwestern United States as we progress through the next 24 hours. What this means is that frontal boundary that lies across southern Nebraska will start lifting as a warm front, and as it does so, we're going to get a deep fetch of moisture coming straight in from the Gulf of Mexico. Plus, we're also going to have southwesterly flow aloft, perfect ingredients for severe weather. And in fact, we are at the epicenter of SPC's, the Storm Prediction Center's severe weather outlook. Basically, central Nebraska today is painted with a 10% probability of tornadic activity, meaning that you will probably have a 10% chance of seeing a tornado within a 25-mile radius. And then the hail probability goes up to the 30-plus range. These are very high categories. Expect to see a lot of storm chasers around the region. And, of course, with everybody trying to beat the rains and get some of their planting wrapped up before the rain starts in earnest, there's going to be a lot of traffic on the roads, unfortunately. But the development of thunderstorms will progress, particularly as we get into this afternoon, probably starting along the warm front or just immediately to the south of the warm front as it lifts toward the northeast. That sets up much of north central northeast Nebraska for the heavy rain, at least over the next 24 hours. The bigger question remains on the southern periphery of this active weather, primarily the I-80 corridor southward, is to the extent of precipitation that we will receive as we go through the evening hours. But more importantly, as that system rolls toward the northeast, it's going to lay a tremendous foundation of precipitation over eastern South Dakota, northwest Iowa, southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, northeastern portions of Nebraska, probably looking 1 to 3 general coverage. Some isolated thunderstorms, depending on intensity and training, could be more. And then as we go into tomorrow morning, that cold front will be approaching eastern Nebraska, so some of the residual rainfall will move into east, central, and southeast Nebraska. Then we'll look for some redevelopment as another piece of energy pushes out and starts to generate reformation of thunderstorm activity along that cold front. And that is expected to move through eastern Nebraska tomorrow afternoon, evening, and finally subside as we get into Sunday morning. Might get a little bit of a break, and another little piece of energy moves out Sunday night into Monday morning. Primarily looks like it's going to target southeastern, east central Nebraska, with the heaviest precipitation more in line with east central Kansas, northeast Kansas, and points off toward the east. We get a little break as we go into Monday, and then once again as we get into Monday night, another big trough starts to form in the western United States. This one starts to kick out in earnest Monday night into Tuesday, and it's really targeting much of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa with anywhere from 1 to 3 more inches of precipitation. So it's very possible that there are some locations in northern Iowa that may receive in excess of 6 inches on a localized amounts. Further toward the east, unfortunately, where the real situation in terms of planting progress has been the main story, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, very, very far behind. When I went home, not ever seen a tractor or plow or any implementation out in the entire trip home, and coming back the same thing. This is the first time in 22 years of doing this that I've seen those type of conditions in western Illinois along the I-80 corridor. Was nothing but a bunch of lakes. So they have got a real serious situation, and I think the real issue for us going forward is how much rainfall is going to fall on folks that probably pushed the envelope somewhat this week knowing this rain was coming. how much soil we're going to lose from a lot of the tillage activity that occurs to the east of us with these heavy precipitation, and how much of this is going to result in replant. I suspect we're facing a real significant situation. And to make matters worse, it does look like this extended pattern of raininess is going to continue as yet another piece of energy moves in off the system coming out earlier next week. They impact us next weekend. Then it looks like we get more scattered convection coming out of that trough, and maybe potentially a slight drying trend at the beginning of the month. We'll wait to see whether or not that occurs. But looking out farther than that, I noticed a couple smaller troughs moving into the Pacific Northwest. So it looks like they're going to once again move into the Great Basin, and we'll probably go through some more rounds of precipitation. This looks like be a very wet period. The one thing I would caution is that we are now, CPC has now indicated that the El Nino event is likely to continue the entire summer, with better than a 60% probability that it will continue into the fall. So what we will be watching for is whether or not we start to see a drier pattern evolve itself, particularly central eastern Corn Belt, as we get into the second half of the summer. This is not an uncommon type of tendency. Of course, with all this precipitation, you worry about whether or not we're going to have a lot of replant and shallow-rooted corn, and then we get a hot, dry stretch on top of this. So this is going to be a very interesting year. As bad as the situation in Nebraska has been, so the situation to the east of us is much worse than what we're experiencing. So if you want to look from a positive note, that would be it for the Western Corn Belt, that we're actually in much better shape than our counterparts to the east.
All right. Thanks so much, Nebraska Extension Agricultural Climatologist Al Dutcher. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.